Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. You know, every once in a while, I just have to have some cornbread. I go in spurts and eat cornbread once a week. All of a sudden, I don't do it for months and months. We've come up with another cornbread recipe, and it's one that's more like what I'm used to because it doesn't have any flour in
it. No, it has no flour. This is a recipe that was given to me by my late friend, Viola Campbell. She got it from an old Texas friend of hers by the name of Georgia Hughes.
Georgia Hughes, yeah.
This is really a moist and slightly spicy cornbread. It has no flour. It has cornmeal, preferably stone ground, salt, baking soda. And this has some sugar in it. You could leave it out because...
I've already left it out. Sorry.
You can put chopped sweet onion. You can put bacon in it if you want. We want jalapeno peppers or some hot peppers in there as well. And then the recipe also calls for a small jar of diced pimentos.
That's interesting.
Which is added pretty much for color, but it also adds sweetness.
A little bit. It would, wouldn't
it? Then a chopped garlic clove. Also, a cup of corn kernels, which can be fresh, frozen, or canned. You can make this cornbread any time of the year.
That's kind of interesting because my mother used to occasionally put those fresh corn kernels cut from the cob into her cornbread. Not always. I always was glad to see them.
I like the texture.
I do too.
What this recipe calls for is a third of a cup of bacon drippings.
Always a good idea in my estimation.
Once you have the bacon drippings, of course, you have the bacon. And you can either keep the bacon strips whole and munch them along with the cornbread or crumble them and actually sprinkle them on top or stir them into the cornbread.
Might as well.
You might as well.
What are you going to do? Give them to the dog? No. So, now, what about this cheese? You got 6 ounces of cheese in there, too.
Yes. Shredded Monterey Jack cheese. And you can stir half of it into the batter and then sprinkle the rest of it on top.
I can bake this in my black iron pan?
Yes, you should actually use a 10-inch cast iron skillet for this because the recipe is really written to be done that way.
Yeah.
You need to preheat your oven to like 450 degrees.
450.
While the oven is preheating, you put your skillet
Stick
in there.
Stick that skillet in there.
So it can get good and hot.
Yep.
We're going to post this on mtpr.org.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great
food guys. So you don't have to write things down. You can listen.
And yeah, you can just listen.
You stir together cornmeal, salt, baking soda, sugar or not, a couple of tablespoons.
You can
leave it out.
You could use white, yellow, or blue cornmeal.
In a separate bowl, take 3 large eggs, beat them with a fork, stir in a cup of buttermilk.
Sure.
And then a half cup of finely chopped raw sweet onion.
Very good.
And finely chopped jalapeno peppers, the pimentos, a garlic clove that you finely chopped, and then your corn. Your bacon drippings together, and then you add the cornmeal.
Don't forget the crumbled bacon.
Yes, and don't forget the crumbled bacon. Stir the dry with the wet. You can put all the cheese in if you want. You don't have to keep some for the top, but
no,
I leave it up to you. Carefully remove the pan from the oven.
That pan's hot.
Set it on something that'll protect your surface. Pour the batter into the pan. It'll sizzle wonderfully. Put the pan right back into the oven. And then bake it for about 20 minutes.
It's same 450?
Yeah.
When you get that out, you will find that that crust, where it's been in the pan,
it's going to be gorgeous.
It's just crisp and good. It's fabulous all by itself.
And then let it sit for a few minutes. It'll be way too hot to serve right away. Yeah. Let it sit for a few minutes.
Got to get a heavy-duty mitt.
Serve it still hot with lots of butter.
Plenty of butter.
Plenty of butter.
Might put some honey out there.
This could be a meal.
Yeah, well, I think it could be, actually, especially with the bacon bits. So that'll be a wonderful thing for you. And it'd be a wonderful thing for everybody, especially if you come back next week for
The Food Guys.